USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, a federally funded relief effort designed to assist small businesses, 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates across the country received more than $80 million. The Women's Healthcare Group claims its corporate structure, which separates its affiliates from the national office, makes their independent clinics eligible for the funds. The Small Business Administration, the U.S. government agency tasked with approving the loans, appears to disagree. According to a letter sent to Planned Parenthood affiliates, the SBA preliminarily concluded the clinic was a local affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, therefore ineligible for the loan under the rules. The loan should be returned immediately, but if Planned Parenthood disagrees with that conclusion, the SBA writes it will conduct a full investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings, and children of U.S. citizens. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John.